At a rally outside Atwater's Cafe in Catonsville, O'Malley told his audience that it's time to raise the minimum wage so everyone in Maryland can afford to live.
I mean, no one who works hard, who plays by the rules, who catches the early bus, who goes to work doing essential but difficult jobs should have to raise their child in poverty. Not in our state.
The rally comes as the Senate Finance Committee is considering the governor's legislation. Advocates are pulling out all the stops to keep up momentum. Raise Maryland, a coalition of unions, faith groups, and nonprofits, bought airtime in Baltimore to push for a raise for tipped workers. The House of Delegates nixed a provision to do just that. And they decided instead to freeze the current rate at $3.63 indefinitely.
That helps big business owners, but it sure doesn't help me or you.
Raise Maryland has organized campaigns to send thousands of constituent letters to delegates and senators. This week, the campaign launched a series of robocalls targeting members of the Senate Finance Committee thought to be on the fence.
Please call Senator Klossmeyer and tell her to support raising the minimum wage to $10.10. Senator Klossmeyer's phone number is...
Baltimore County Democrat Kathy Klausmeyer introduced her own legislation earlier in the session that would raise the wage, but only by a dollar to $8.25. That's far short of the governor's 10-10 proposal, but it's a number that she says is more reasonable for retailers and restaurant owners.
Some businesses can take that hit, but small businesses, I don't know that they can.
The robocalls have also been going out in Charles County, urging residents to tell Senator Mac Middleton to pass the minimum wage bill. Middleton's the chair of the Finance Committee, and he says he's all for raising the minimum wage. But he's holding up the bill until he knows the Senate will pass a measure of his own.
To the extent that I don't want to move a bill until we resolve the DDA thing, then yeah, we are stalling. You know, I will admit that.
The DDA thing is his proposal to raise wages for workers who care for people with developmental disabilities. The workers are subsidized by the state's Developmental Disabilities Administration, and they make just under $10 an hour on average. Middleton says that if the state raises the minimum wage to $10.10, these service providers become minimum wage workers.
You know, these are not minimum wage jobs. You've got to have a minimum of education, you have to have a background check, and a lot of times these employees are put into non-supervised roles in group homes and whatnot. So to say that they should be a minimum wage salary, I just think is unconscionable.
Middleton met with aides to Governor O'Malley yesterday to work out some kind of agreement to move forward on both of the bills. But it's a tight budget year. Any raise these workers get comes out of the state's budget. And just 2 weeks ago, the Board of Revenue Estimates said the state is actually coming in $239 million short of what they'd originally projected. So O'Malley says he's in a tight spot.
I don't mind a degree of horse trading, but, I don't have a whole lot of horses to trade.
The Senate Finance Committee will meet one more time before voting on the bill. What exactly it will look like when it leaves the committee is still unclear. I'm Christopher Connolly, reporting in Catonsville for 88.1 WYPR.